Welcome to Credio's Catholic News Update for Thursday, the 6th of October. Seven cardinals have written to the Pope asking him to begin the process of making Sister Faustina Kowalska a Doctor of the Church. Among the cardinals is one of the Pope's former students, Vienna's Archbishop Christoph Schönborn. Also included is Hong Kong's former bishop, Cardinal Joseph Zen, and John Paul II's secretary, Stanislav Divish. The entire process usually takes several decades. The honour is given to those who offered contributions to theology that still remain relevant regardless of time. The Church has 34 doctors, of which only three are women. They include St. Teresa of Avila, St. Catherine of Siena, and St. Teresa of Lisieux. The next doctor of the Church is Spaniard San Juan de Avila. The Pope made the announcement during World Youth Day in Madrid. And now for the latest from the Pope's Wednesday General Audience in Rome, here's EWTN's Joan Lewis.
Continuing his weekly audience catechesis on the Psalms, Pope Benedict Wednesday spoke of Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." He said if we walk behind the Good Shepherd, however difficult, tortuous, and long the paths of our life may seem, we too can be certain they are right for us, that the Lord guides us, and that he is always close. After the audience, the Holy Father appealed to the international community. Dramatic news continues to arrive about the famine that has struck the Horn of Africa, he said. He then greeted Cardinal Robert Sarà, president of the Pontifical Council Corunum, and Bishop Giorgio Bertin, apostolic administrator of Mogadishu, who were present at the audience with a number of representatives of Catholic charity organizations. The Pope noted that they will meet to analyze initiatives aimed at resolving this humanitarian emergency, and their meeting will also be attended by a representative of the Archbishop of Canterbury, who has likewise made a plea in support of the people affected. "I renew my heartfelt appeal to the international community," said the Holy Father, "to continue its commitment to these people. At the same time, I invite everyone to offer prayers and concrete support to so many sorely tried brothers and sisters, particularly to the children of the region who are dying every day because of the lack of food and water."
The international 40 Days for Life campaign, which began on the 28th of September, is already looking to be a record setter. The most recent 40 Days campaign in May saw 80,000 participants at a record 247 locations across the United States, Canada, Australia, England, Ireland, Spain, Armenia, and Georgia. There were 714 lives known to be saved from abortion. Plus, 10 workers at abortion facilities quit their jobs, and 3 abortion facilities went out of business altogether. But this fall campaign, that is the Southern Hemisphere spring, has seen 301 cities participating, up from 247 in May. There are 46 brand new cities for the first time in Argentina, Puerto Rico, and Germany. As of Monday, the 3rd of October, not yet a week into their campaign, more than 40 babies were definitely saved. And in Michigan, a mum chose life for her unborn baby in the first hour of the first day's campaign. Overall, in the last 4 years, 16 abortion facilities have closed following one or more 40 Days for Life campaigns outside their doors, and 53 abortion facilities workers have had conversions and left their jobs. Amazingly, 40 Days for Life has only 2 employees. Caritas Bolivia has affirmed its support for indigenous protesters who last week clashed with police while protesting against government plans to build a road through a vast national park in the Amazon. Caritas Bolivia on the 29th of September said it would provide humanitarian assistance to demonstrators who had taken refuge in parishes and religious communities following the crackdown. Around 1,000 protesters have restarted the march for the remaining 155 miles to La Paz. Recent attacks against Coptic churches in Egypt are part of a strategy promoted by Saudi Arabia to bring the country under a radical Islamic regime, sources in Cairo have told Asia News. The latter are fearful of a mass exodus by Egypt's minority Christians. On Sunday in Merinab in Upper Egypt, more than 3,000 Muslims, incited by their local imam, set fire to the local Coptic church after they accused Christians of building it without a permit. On Monday, a group of Muslims in El-Midmar, also in Upper Egypt, tried to tear down St. Mary Church, but were repulsed by police sent to rescue the Christian community. According to a recent report by the Assyrian news agency, about 100,000 Christians have already left the country since Mubarak's fall. And that's it for today's update. Thanks for listening, and we'll be with you again tomorrow. God bless.